Question 1. Will you be going to college soon?
I hope to begin in the fall.
That's great. Hopefully you'll get a full scholarship.
I should be so lucky.
Question 2. What are your finances like right now?
I'm flat broke.
Well, I've told you before that you need to try to save a little each month.
I wish you'd quit flogging a dead horse.
Question 3.
You really take me for granted.
Oh, look, I'm really sorry. Well, I mean, I was just hoping you'd be more enthusiastic about this. Is that why you asked for your old job back?
Yes, I just couldn't handle it anymore.
Look, I'm glad we spoke about this. I'll discuss your situation with the other managers in the meeting tomorrow. Question 4.
My wife is really a hard woman to please.
Well, the first few months of marriage can be a bit difficult sometimes.
You're telling me.
Maybe the two of you just need a weekend away to recharge and reconnect. Question 5. Did your son make the varsity team?
No, he didn't make the grade.
Oh, what a shame. He's been to every practice and worked so hard. Have you considered speaking to the coach about it?
I'm not up to that.
Question 6. Hey, Tom, great to see you. How's your home improvement project coming along?
I thought you could shed some light on it.
Okay, I can give you a hand next time I come over. I'm free this Saturday. Can I touch base with you on Saturday morning before I leave my house?
Yes, please give me a call.
Question 7. Have you heard anything yet about that new job you interviewed for?
Not yet, but I'll keep you posted.
It sounds like there were a lot of applicants. I know from my own experience that it can be really hard getting work sometimes.
Don't rain on my parade.
Question 8.
I wouldn't say she is the most industrious person I know.
I hate to speak badly about other people, especially Mary. She's done an awful lot for me. But, you know, she takes half-hour breaks when we're only allowed 10 minutes.
She's got a lot of nerve.
You're right. I don't see how she hasn't been fired yet. Question 9. Is your friend still eating a lot of junk food?
Yeah, she eats potato chips and candy all day long.
To be honest, I'm getting a bit concerned about her health. There are things like diabetes and heart disease to think about at that weight. Question 10. Hi, John. Are you enjoying the concert?
It's starting to grow on me.
When I started going to these events, I didn't enjoy classical music either. But I have to admit, I do like it now. It's so relaxing. Question 11. Have you heard the news? I've heard they're going to close that bank we use on Main Street. Where are we going to put our money then?
We'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, we have some advanced warning. Maybe we should start thinking about our other options. Question 12. How'd your appointment with the manager go yesterday?
He stood me up.
Oh, really? Maybe he had another appointment at the last minute or something. The same thing happened to me, too, about a month ago. He did apologize the next day, though.
Well, that should tell you something.
Question 13. Have you heard that our classmate is in the county jail?
How come?
Well, he stole a video game from the store and he got caught. Do you think we should go visit him or something?
No, he made his bed and now he can lie in it.
Question 14. Come on, we need to get going. We're going to be late to the wedding.
Oh, lighten up.
Seriously? I can't believe your attitude sometimes.
Oh, what's the point?
Question 15. Did you have any trouble filing the report?
No, it was a piece of cake.
Oh, well, I'll have to give you something more challenging next time. What are the speakers discussing? Question 19. Were they robbed or was there a break-in?
Doesn't it amount to the same thing?
Well, it probably would have been more traumatizing if they were in the store when it happened. Some victims actually try to fight back, you know?
Wow, talk about flirting with disaster.
How does the man react to the woman's last statement?